And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, don't keep running. And what part of what don't you understand, don't we understand? And Pastor Grant from Puritan Evangelical Church of America is in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. Oy vey. Oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE.
Joy and double joy.
And double oy. Remember, any topic is open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, but we're coming right back. Stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The former chair of the House Homeland Security Committee says the only way to prevent deadly attacks like the one in San Bernardino is to beef up surveillance in the Muslim community.
New York's Peter King called it the same type of 24/7 surveillance done in the past to infiltrate organized crime rings.
You look where the terror threat is going to come from, and right now it's going to come from the Muslim community, and it's a small percentage, but to me, the only way you find out about it in advance is by having sources and informers on the ground with constant surveillance.
King's comments followed a classified briefing from the FBI.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The U.S. military says airstrikes over the past week have killed about 350 Islamic State fighters in the Iraqi city of Ramadi, and that may have been reduced by half the number of fighters defending the city. A spokesman for the U.S. military in Baghdad told reporters at the Pentagon, despite these losses, ISIS defenders still hold much of central Ramadi. President Obama has signed a new education bill into law.
Calling the bipartisan bill a Christmas miracle, the president signed the Every Student Succeeds Act, surrounded by Democrats and Republicans.
This is a big step in the right direction. A true bipartisan effort.
The bill replaces the landmark No Child Left Behind law. Students will still take required reading and math exams, but the new law encourages states to limit the time spent on testing. Greg Clugston, The White House.
An armed man who drove onto Arkansas State University's campus today and was surrounded by police is now in custody. The school had sent an alert this afternoon urging the evacuation of the student union. A later tweet said there were no shots fired or any reports of injuries. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 82 points to 17,574. The NASDAQ rose 22. The S&P advanced 4. Crude oil down 40 cents to $36.76 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. According to an old saying, a politician looks to the next election, but a statesman concentrates on the next generation. Unfortunately, several Republican presidential candidates seem as though they don't even consider the next election, the November contest in which the party must unite to beat Hillary Clinton. John Kasich's campaign released a loathsome ad implicitly comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. Meanwhile, the Donald himself compared Ben Carson to a child molester and called him a sick puppy. So how can he expect Carson to campaign with him in November? Ted Cruz regularly assaults leaders of his own party as rhinos and liars, insisting all who back any sort of immigration reform actually favor amnesty. Candidates who try to win the nomination by trashing their rivals and splitting the party offer a path to sure defeat in 2016. I'm Michael Medved.
CrazyPrizeMall.com introduces our Super Saving Gift Guide just in time for Christmas. Get special price items on fitness and sports that have been deeply discounted to a crazy price just for our listeners. Fitness and sports certificates print on demand. Majesty in Motion Starlight Studios offering 5 classes for just $19.99 or 16 classes for only $59.99. 1 month of training classes for kids, youth, teens, or an adult program at Pride Martial Arts for $130. SickFit San Diego is offering all-level membership for just $69 or boot camp sessions for 5 weeks for just $129. United States Karate Academy, 5 sessions for just $49. World Gym Eastlake, 3-month luxury gym membership for just $149. Super Savings Fitness and Sports Gift Guide for everybody on CrazyPriceMall.com just in time for Christmas. Check it out today.
Can you imagine fleeing for your life with nothing but the clothes on your back? Persecution against Christians has never been greater. Our brothers and sisters around the world are losing their jobs, their homes, and even their lives, all because of their faith in Jesus. And for those living in areas affected by ISIS or who have fled the terror group, they're desperate for the most basic of needs, food. And right now, through the incredible ministry of Open Doors, you can provide food for a refugee family for an entire month with your gift of $50. For 60 years, Open Doors has depended on the support of generous donors to provide critical support to persecuted Christians in more than 60 countries around the world. But the need is so great right now, and they need your help. Your gift today of $50 will feed a family for an entire month. To find out more and to give, go to opendoorsusa.org/radio. opendoorsusa.org/radio.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is the email. For those that want to send an email that would like me to take a long walk off of a short pier, the email is, gee, I really can't stand Dave. Here's my email that I want to tell him, and it's all at gmail.com. So let me know how that goes. This segment right here, the weather, brought to you by Subaru El Cajon, our very good friend Chris George at Subaru El Cajon. There's nothing like working with somebody in the car industry that whom you love, appreciate, and respect, and that's Chris George for sure. Let me give you the weather and then tell you, to get to Subaru El Cajon, it's 900 Arnell Avenue in El Cajon. SubaruElCajon.com is the website. Pretty simple. SubaruElCajon.com is the website. Here is your weather report. It's nice. Okay. See, to me, the shorter the better. Just get specific. Do I need to worry about tomorrow? Yes, no. How's the next couple days looking? Yes, no. That's it. Of course, I didn't see that in the future. Here we go. So this segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. Now, Sam, you can reach Sam at thinksam.com. His deal that he's been working on, got confirmation yesterday. It is completed. So happy. So a new ministry is birthed in San Diego County. Very happy about that. Here's the deal. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of the commission of his check, and he gives that to whatever church or charity or ministry you want, period. And he's given away thousands of dollars. It's pretty cool program. I really like it. And here's what you do to touch base with him. You go to thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. So if you're thinking real estate, you want to think Sam at thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. 858-722-7515. A lot of cool things taking place. We got Pastor Grant coming in from Puritan Evangelical Church of America. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be a lot of fun. I understand he's bringing his daughter, so that'd be great. Great to have the family in. We're really blessed for the things that the Lord is doing in different people's lives. And we want to say this because this is kind of a hard thing for certain people to hear. There's a lot of people that listen to this show that have had tough church experiences. I is one of them. And I even wrote a book about it. That's why do you think I write a book called Church Disappointment? His Appointment. Why do you think I would do that? For no reason? Yeah, I was bored one day. I thought I'd just write that. I just decided I'd take 35 out of the 37 years of my Christian walk and put it together. And so my point is, even though you and I may have encountered, and many of us have, really kind of tough church experiences, I'm going to tell you something that Pastor Robert Jeffress would tell you. Pastor Ray Bentley would tell you. Russ Hoth from Salem Media Group would tell you. And several other people would tell you. And that's this. You can't quit. I know some churches not so great. Some churches fantastic, by the way. There's a lot of you out there that listen to this show that go to an excellent church. God bless you. Thank the good Lord for a great church. Great fellowship is just out of this world. It's the most uplifting element. Because you have people that surround you, that love you, that care for you, that you care for them, and it's where you work out Christianity. You know, Christianity, it's not worked out in just in the brain, in between the left and right ear. It's worked out in the engagement with people. And when you learn to engage with other Christians, it even teaches you how to engage with non-Christians in a better capacity. Very important. So I have this DDD, and I put this DDD in the book. That's the first time I think I've ever said that. It's called Don't Keep Running. Don't keep running. Listen to this out of 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 8. Listen to this. Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were. Submit to the Lord. Come to the sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God. Ooh. Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were. Submit to the Lord. Come to the sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God. Do not be stiff-necked. That's the stubborn part of us. Do you know which part I'm talking about? That's the part where the Holy Spirit's leading you in one direction, and you're going, I'm not doing that. And it's like, that's not cool. You can't be stubborn against the Lord. It doesn't last. And you're just delaying the inevitable. I'm not sure why we do it, but we seem to do it. And then it says this, submit to the Lord, which means to surrender. When you submit, you know, there's this connotation in colleges and in secular colleges, I should say, and in academia and in the media, like the word submit is some bad. Whoa, it's such a bad word. We're supposed to submit to one another. If you don't do that, you're in disobedience to Scripture. Submit is not bad. Jesus submitted to the will of the Father. We're supposed to submit to one another. Husbands are supposed to be the leaders in the household. The wife's supposed to submit to the husband. And the idea that, that's old school. I'm sorry. When did the Bible become old school for Bible-believing, born-again Christians? Now, it doesn't say that the husband should lord it over the wife. That's different. And it does say to the husband, you're supposed to love the wife like Christ loved the church. And let's just keep this in mind. What did Jesus do for the church? He laid down his life and died for the church. That's the husband's responsibility. That's a lot of responsibility. But we're supposed to be a people that are not stubborn and surrendered to the Lord, submitted to the Lord. And then he says this, come to the sanctuary. Go back to church. Have you been burned? I'm sorry. I've been burned too. It's a bummer. Go back to church. Go try another one. If you're in a church and it's not working out, get to another fellowship if it's not where you believe the Lord wants you to be. Or if you've stopped going to church, I get it, but that's enough. You're not going to, you know, I'm not your aunt. You're not going to get, it's okay. And then I'm just going to pinch your cheek. And then I'm pinching your cheek and you're thinking, it's all good. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Go back to church. Get to church often. Fellowship often. Have you ever noticed that when you do go to church, that sometimes you feel uplifted and then it kind of maybe fades a little? Well, fellowship is a very strengthening concept. Don't stay away. Stay in. It's the same concept that man in his sinfulness does. When man sins, he runs away from God, just like Adam ran away from God in the garden. And in the Old Testament, what's the law for dealing with sin? That the priest comes into the presence of God. You don't run away from God. You run to God. I got a message for you. There's a lot of the Lord at the churches that call upon his name. It's a good place to go. And here's the other part it says. It says, come to the sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, which means bring your gifts to serve him. And do you know how you serve God? Get this one. By serving others. You honor the Lord by blessing others with the gifts that God has given you. And here, that's the big mix that I've talked about, big discussions with people in regards to there's the gift element that the Lord's given you. He's given you graces. He's given you gifts. We call them gracelets, little bracelets of grace kind of thing. And it's those gifts are not for you to go, ooh, I'm special. Those gifts are for you to bless others. God is loving others through those gifts in you. But guess what doesn't happen? The loving if you don't make yourself available for service. You got to do that. You got to become a person that's not stubborn, surrendered to the Lord, get to the sanctuary, and serve God by serving his people. The reason that God pours his gifts and graces on people is to bless other people. So here it is in a nutshell. I guess I could have said it this way, but it concludes to this. Be a blessing to others. That's a part of God's gifting for your life. Be a blessing to others. Speak life, speak encouragement, speak uplifting words. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Which would you prefer? Well, let's go for life. God is a God of life. Let's do it. He's a creator. He's not a destroyer. So well, here's what we need to do. Not be stubborn. Surrender to the Lord. Get into our church fellowship. Make sure we're connected with the body and serve the Lord by blessing and serving other people. Love on them. The way that you would want to be loved, love on them. That's the stuff we need to do. So that's why I'm encouraging you. Don't keep running. Go to the Lord, not away from the Lord. Go back to church. You've been burned? I'm sorry. Time for another church. Okay? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. People say you're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top, back on top in June. I said that's life. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
During Christmas time, we entertain a lot of fantastic ideas. Flying reindeer, talking snowmen, and an ageless, white-bearded fellow coming down the chimney. But you know what the most fantastic story of all is? The true one that's at the very heart of Christmas.
Think of it, God in a cradle, because that's what Emmanuel means, God with us.
Billy Graham says Jesus Christ, God himself, was born as a baby with a donkey's feeding trough as his cradle. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us enough to become like us, and then enough to die for us.
Even in that Christmas story, God is saying to us, don't forget that the main reason he's come is to die for the sins of the world, to give himself for all of our sins, because he loves us.
To learn more about God's love for you, visit us at billygrahamradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, billygrahamradio.org.
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The little plumber girl serving North County offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 20 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the Little Plumber Girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Maranatha Christian Schools, one of San Diego's premier private schools, is growing, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Come tour our campus on Fridays, no appointments necessary. Our friendly admission staff will be ready to show you our beautiful campus as they tell you about our excellent academics, sports, and arts programs. Plus, you'll learn how we integrate the biblical worldview into our curriculum. As you visit, you'll be able to see inside our classrooms and have a chance to experience our school's environment. Many have said, I truly feel like I'm standing on holy ground. This is where I want my children to go to school. We are serious about what we do, and we have worked hard to provide an environment that fosters creativity, excellence, and community involvement. We're ready for you and your students. Check us out online at maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org, or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Having a couple of mic problems. We're not really having very many Bobby or Frank problems, just a couple of mic problems. Everything's fine. Everybody take a deep breath. It'll be just okie dokie. Let me give you this traffic update, which is brought to you by Mazda El Cajon. I will tell you, my favorite phone number out of any business I've ever done. Here's their phone number, 800-418-4444. Now, I like that because I need simple. I'm a very complex, simple man. That's why I need complex, simple. 800-418-4444. They're located at 900 Arnell Avenue. And if you go there, you get a chance to see Chris George, our good friend. Here is the traffic update brought to you by Mazda El Cajon, which you can reach at Mazda-ElCajon.com. Here's what I can tell you by looking at the traffic. That's not bad. Okay, that was a lot of time for a lot of nothing, huh? Yeah, I like that too. All right, we do want to make sure we get into our segment about what's bugging me. Here's what's bugging me, brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. All right, here's what's bugging me. Can I tell you what's bugging me? Now, I just went through this last 3 weeks. We had the family in, we had the Thanksgiving, we had the wedding, we had the dog sitting. That was my least favorite part. We had all these people over for 3 weeks in our small 800 square foot apartment. It was fantastic. But here's what is bugging me. When you and when I forget, it should be grace more than anything else. And especially when you're in a situation where you know it's going to be a little tougher and a little more challenging, perhaps grace should be a thought that comes through your mind every so often, maybe better than once a week. That's what I'm thinking. And it bugs me that sometimes I, as a dad and as a husband and as a dog owner, don't use enough grace when you consider how much grace God has granted to me. It bugs me that I operate on less grace than I should. That's what's bugging me. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly.
Olivia is probably just going, what is going on around this place? We're having fun. Pastor Grant's in studio. His daughter Olivia is with us. We're going to talk to them in the next segment. As long as the microphone doesn't just fall off the stand, hit the table, and roll on the floor. Although I could probably still do it if I could just lean over and get to it. All right, let's do our devotional diamond of the day, our DDD. And those are things where when I'm reading scripture, it just kind of like sticks in my brain and goes, ooh, interesting. And this one is called Heart Disease, the Silent Killer. Heart Disease, the Silent Killer, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 24 through 25. 2 Chronicles 32, 24 through 25. In those days, Hezekiah became sick to the point of death. So he prayed to the Lord, and he spoke to him and gave him a miraculous sign. However, because his heart was proud, Hezekiah didn't respond according to the benefit that had come to him. So there was wrath upon him, upon Judah, and upon Jerusalem. This is out of the Holman Christian Bible, the CSB, I think they call it. It doesn't matter really how you slice it, whether you're doing this in the King James or the New King James, New American Standard, NIV, that doesn't matter. I think the point is the point. And here's the point. Hezekiah is at an essence of life where he knows he's going. He's done. So he asks the Lord for grace, for mercy. God gives him that. Actually gives him 15 extra years, which was very graceful. I'm not sure it was great for Hezekiah. Obviously, it wasn't great for Hezekiah. But I think in Hezekiah's mind, it's like, man, I'm not dying yet. This is good. And then when he goes through this process and he's healed, and the Lord, I mean, what a marvelous action from God to grant to Hezekiah that he did this. And then once he has reached that place, once he's okay, once everything is fine, his heart becomes proud. You would just think in your brain, well, that just does not seem to be the way to go. It seems to me that if the Lord heals you, you would be even more humble and more aware and more in tune. But in his case, he was like, and some people have theorized that perhaps he escaped death, so it gave him a sense of you know, like he's invincible kind of mentality, and he's feeling it's independent. Of course, the Lord was the one that healed him. So I'm not sure how that process is going, if that's what's taking place. But regardless, God heals him, and then he becomes proud. Let me tell you something. If the Lord answers your prayer, that is not the time for you to become proud. That is the time for you to go, thank you. That is the time for you to acknowledge. That is time for you to share with people, not for you to become self-reliant. If God answers your prayer, to become self-reliant is the exact opposite action that you should have. You should be more dependent. But in his heart, he was proud. And he didn't, scripture says, he didn't respond according to the benefit. This is I love the way that it's phrased, just because it makes you think, wait a minute, he just got this major Benny. That's what we call benefits for those that don't know. And this major Benny's in his life, and he's like going, yeah, I'm not going to respond appropriately. I'm going to do this differently because I'm dumb. And it's like, that's what he did. You're like, going, what are you doing? And then wrath comes upon him and upon Judah and upon Jerusalem. Now, ultimately here, he does humble himself and the Lord spares him in his lifetime. Although I shudder to think how that eternal face-to-face moment is, but that's a story for a different time. My point is this. The Lord does wonderful things for you and I. I mean, just fast. Just if he did nothing but allow Jesus to be our propitiation. If that was the only thing that that God ever gave you in your life was that Jesus Christ died for your sins, if that was the only thing you ever received, that would be enough for us to be eternally grateful, appreciative, and responsive. But on top of that, the Lord does grace upon grace and benefit upon benefit and gives us all these answers and all these mercies and all these elements and protects us and extends life and has just this wonderful giving heart towards us. And you would think for all of us, we would be like, we need to be thankful, appreciative, humble. I think the key is that pride can really redirect a person away from God and away from understanding what God is doing and away from the work of God to such a point that you lose benefit in connecting to God. It's like that's just the worst thing. If the Lord has answered your prayers in your life, maybe you've prayed for somebody for 20 years and they made a decision to accept Jesus Christ or made a conscious effort to follow the gospel and to become, I would just think that for the next 20 years, you'd be thankful. You spent 20 years praying. Maybe you should spend 20 years saying thank you. It just seems like that would be appropriate. It would be appropriate if we would respond to the benefit that has come upon us. Let's see. Let's see if we can just list a couple of the benefits. One, we live forever. Oh, wait. Okay, I'll just go with that. I'm just going to stop there because that seems great right there. It's fantastic. I want to live forever. I want Jesus Christ to be a part of everything I'm doing. I want him to know I appreciate what he's done for me. And I don't want to have pride in my heart and start becoming to become arrogant and independent and try and act independent, because the reality is I'm never independent. Every breath I take still is by the grace of God. So it's like in my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, this is you look at this. Hezekiah, why are you doing this? This is a bad thing to do. Don't do this. And then I'm praying, Lord, don't ever let me do this. I don't want to do what he did. I don't want the Lord to give me a benefit, to bless me, to encourage me, strengthen me, answer my prayers, and then turn and become independent from him. In fact, I want the exact opposite. I want to become more dependent, more appreciative, more sensitive, more aware. Because at least if I'm doing that, I'm interacting with God in a way that is honorable to his name, not dishonorable to my humanity. I want to be honorable to divinity. You get that? I just look at it and think, wow, what did he say to God when he did die? Whoops. I don't know. You got to say more than that, I think. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home. Maybe you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 6 months, a year, 2 years. Who plans that far ahead for the real estate market? What person can possibly be able to give you guidance and insight as to how to approach this monumental notion? Enter Sam Rasul. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, 25% of his gross commission, and it ain't gross, goes to whatever ministry or church you desire for KPRZ listeners. Also, if you're looking to sell your home, Sam will even forward you the money at no interest to make your house ready, up to $25,000 for KPRZ listeners. He just takes the funds back out at the close of escrow. Hey, if you're thinking about real estate, think Sam at thinksam.com. 858-722-7515. That's 858-722-7515. Or email him, Sam at thinksam.com. Contact Sam today.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
It's hard enough to deal with an unexpected plumbing issue, let alone all the time and expense to get the job done right. Well, look no further. From leaky faucets to repiping the entire house, Katie, the little plumber girl, the owner and the operator of Fluid Plumbing, has got you covered. Katie has been in the residential and commercial plumbing business for over 10 years. No job is too big or too small. The little plumber girl, serving North County, offers reasonable prices on all of your plumbing needs, including 24/7 emergency service. Call Katie at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com for your next plumbing job and ask about her good neighbor discount. For honesty, integrity, and a great value, call Katie, the little plumber girl, at 760-650-5479 or go to littleplumbergirl.com.
Sharing time with family and friends is one of the best parts of the holidays. However, uninvited pests such as termites, ants, roaches, or rodents can drain the joy out of your celebration in less time than it takes to say, "Bah, humbug." Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. Holiday activities like unpacking decorations, a live tree, bringing in fireplace wood, along with cooking and baking, give pests opportunities to enter your home and make it theirs. Pest control is is an issue this time of the year. Minimize your chances of having to deal with a pest problem by making an appointment with us for a quick inspection. Just call 877-332-BUGS. If you're concerned about the use of chemicals, Ecola offers efficient, mother-approved alternative methods of eradicating pests. Call us at 877-332-BUGS or log on to termitelady.com. That's termitelady.com. Ecola, termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Very simple. If you go to your house and there's a big hole in the roof and you would prefer the rain not to come through, then you probably want to call a roofer. If you're going to do that, then you want to call Excalibur Roofing. Pretty simple. That's why we call them the ministers of roof. Okay, that's a joke. Everybody relax. 760-743-8803. That's their phone number. 760-743-8803. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That is their website. And I will tell you one thing. These are people that believe that what they do in their life, in their vocation, is their ministry. That's their calling. That they believe that's what they're, that's what the Lord wants them to be doing. And wherever they go, they bring that witness with them. And it's great to do business with people like that. Because it's like, okay, at least you start the project, you pray, you close the project out, you pray. That's the coolest stuff in the world. Pastor Grant hanging out with us from Puritan Evangelical Church of America. Pastor Grant, good to see you.
Good to see you again. Thanks for having us again.
And we have a special guest with you. Who's your special guest?
This is my lovely daughter, Olivia Rose. She's my second covenant child, my second daughter. I have to get her to gymnastics class right after this, so I thought I'd have her with me. And because what we're going to talk about today, I thought, well, we'll have her up to the mic, and thank you for allowing that.
Oh, no problem. How are you doing today? Are you doing good? Yeah. She's a pro. How old is she? 10?
10, yeah.
She's a 10-year-old radio pro. I have not figured out how that's happened yet. All right, Puritan Evangelical Church of America, saved by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. They're located at 6374 Potomac Street in San Diego. PuritanChurch.com is their website, 619-479-5053. That's 619-479-5053. Pastor Grant, talk to me about the church, some of the focus you guys got going on for 2016. What's happening?
Well, mainly, I think what I thought would be good to mention is a tie-in with what I saw your station's theme is this year, the Year of the Family, because I think that works really well with explaining generally what to know about our church and also our radio program in the morning, 5:30 to 6 every Tuesday and Thursday is Man's Chief End Radio. And we really believe in our church that God wants our children, loves our children, and that we are to raise them, as Paul talks about in chapter 6 of Ephesians, in the fear, nurture, admonition of the Lord. And that's how they're supposed to obey their parents, with the verses that come first, is to know that the parents are to raise them to know how to live for the Lord and love the Lord. We have an important role. And the Westminster Standards are our statement of faith. And in the beginning of the Westminster Standards, there's a couple letters from some important pastors of the country of England that wrote it. And their letters are to the families. And they're saying, this is mainly for families to know how to raise your children in the Lord. And they actually say the family is the seminary of the church and state. If we want to see our nation change, it starts in the family. And it also talks about if you have unruly children, it's usually your fault. So we take very seriously, it's our job to raise our children. So some of that relates to we have our family worship at home, and we train our families how to do that. And then we have our family in the church. We don't kick our kids out somewhere else. They stay and they worship with us, with young adults, with the senior citizens. We're all one family. And so I thought we would share with you, and I thought I'd ask Olivia to do this. The theme of our radio program is called Man's Chief End. And I was going to ask Olivia the catechism question, where that name comes from, Westminster Shorter Catechism question 1. But actually, I think I remember you knew it, so she wants to ask it of you. And let's see. How about you try? Ask him the question, see if he can answer us. I'll back you up if you can't answer it.
Give it a try.
What is man's chief end?
To glorify God and enjoy God forever.
Yeah, you got it. We do that. All right, very good. All right, now Olivia will give you the verse. Olivia, here's the memory verse, 1 Corinthians 10:31 for that answer. What's the scripture there?
Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
Right. And then in family worship, we would talk about, okay, well, if it's eating and drinking, which are kind of the basic things of life, how much more everything else in life, what job we decide to do, if we do or don't, and where if we do go to college, all these different things. If eating and drinking is to glorify God, and whatever thing else, how much more we want to seek God's glory in everything. So that would be one of the examples. And then another question I'll give to Olivia is, what is God? This is question four. What is God?
God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth.
Good. And then the scripture is John 4, verse 42, I think is right, not verse 24. John 4, verse 24. God is
a spirit, and they that worship...
God is a spirit. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah,
see, I do this a lot.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, Pastor Brad,
I jump back to the shorter
there.
Catechism.
Step back there.
Yeah, God is spirit. Let me quiet. You go ahead.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Very good. And so she just demonstrated Psalm 8 applied by Jesus in Matthew 21 when the children are singing Hosanna to the Son of David, and the Pharisees try to say, do you hear what they're saying? He says, of course, haven't you heard? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants thou hast ordained strength. Or as Jesus applies it, perfected praise. That's quoting Psalm 8 verse 2. And then the next line that he doesn't comment, but he leaves for them to hear, to silence your enemies. So out of the mouth of babes, and so she just silenced me, although I'm not her enemy.
Yeah. Here's the thing that you need to do. You need to take the part of that we talked about where you said, if you have unruly children, it's probably the parents' fault, and you need to go to the secular colleges in the United States and just teach that from the General Assembly for about the next 20 years.
Well, I would say, frankly, just as much as a lot of Christian colleges and too many homes and churches these days.
I do like the concept there. I heard... a preacher talking one time, it was a really wonderful preacher, and he was talking about the fact that the family is really one of the best first churches that there are. And it's like, that's a great way to say it, because it's like there's a commitment and a responsibility. So it's cool that your church is committed to strengthening the family at the core,
right,
and then looking to expand beyond that. About other things about the church, give some people, we've talked about this before, but if somebody comes and visits the church, I mean, they can go to puritanchurch.com. What time is your service on Sunday? What time are you gathering? What do you do?
Morning worship is at 11 a.m. We have a psalm devotion at 9:30 and Sabbath class at 10 a.m., but morning worship's at 11. And then in the evening, 6:30 p.m., and following, we have a teaching time and memory time. So we work with everybody kind of off the cuff, memorizing the scriptures and teaching what you just heard, the catechisms. And so Olivia is one of my best ones in the whole group. Another young man, Kevin, is one of the best too. And so we just do a little bit of that for about 15 minutes. And then afterwards, we go into the fellowship room and have lots of food and fellowship together. And everyone's welcome for that.
So, yeah. So what I want people to know, and we do this, and Pastor Grant and I have talked about this in the past. So different Christians gravitate to different churches. They go to different groups. And that's not an uncommon element. And you know, many of us will say that has a lot to do with the structure of the body of Christ. And so what we recognize, and I say this to every pastor, so it's not anything unique here, is that some people will really gravitate to what you're doing, what you teach, how to do, and some people won't. And it's like, God bless you if you don't, and God bless you if you do. It's like, you didn't need to let be led, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. There has to be this element where you feel, hey, this is what I want to check this out. But what you need to do is check it out. That's what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show. Is it's a lot of people out there hurt by churches, wounded, gone through a tough process. I know. It's a bummer. It's a drag. Great. All right. Now that you've gotten through that, it's time to go back and go somewhere else or connect to a fellowship where you can grow, serve, and be served, and connect and be a part of the advancement of the kingdom of God. That's what we're all about, advancing the kingdom of God the best we can, even though it's just radio. This is not a church. This is fellowship. That's what we do. We hang out with one another. So what would you say to somebody who was going to visit? What would you say, hey, if you're going to visit, this is probably what you can anticipate? You know, we've only got about a minute and a half, but like, how would you tell them? How would you say it?
I think really, I guess I'd like to reflect what a visitor has said recently who keeps coming back. And he said he feels like he finally found the church he's been looking for. And he said, because I can tell that you're all about the Word of God. And that's really it. We're looking to pray the Word of God, sing the Word of God, preach the Word of God, read the Word of God, live the Word of God.
Yeah.
And he said he'd been looking a long time, and he keeps coming back. We're really enjoying having him. But that was his reflection. And I think in a nutshell, the Word of God. If it isn't the Word of God, it's really not about us. It doesn't matter what we think. Galatians 2:20 says I'm supposed to be dead to myself, right, alive in Christ and living for him. So what we do in church should look like what the Word of God says to do. And what we do in family that should be reflected in the church should look like Deuteronomy 6. After the Shema, Deuteronomy 11, or again, Ephesians 6, we should be raising our children to live for the Lord. So one of the things you'll see, and I don't mean to be, I mean to give a witness to God when you do what he says to do. It is very common when we have visitors, when they come in, they very quickly comment on our children and how respectful they are, how happy and warm and welcoming they are, and how much they obviously love Jesus. In fact, we were just out at a restaurant in Little Italy the other night, thanks to my mother in town took us there. And one of the waiters came up and asked me, what is your secret at our children? And I said, it's God. He's faithful to his promises. I'll teach you. It's in the Word of God. So that's what you'll find. Family of God together.
That's cool. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, the Galatians 2:20, no longer I had that tattooed on my head by the Lord a couple of times. Anyway, good job, Pastor Grant. And boy, did you do a fantastic job. Did you have fun? Is it fun?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. All right, so here it is. Puritan Evangelical Church of America, puritanchurch.com. That's the website, puritanchurch.com, 619-479-5053. We're going to take a short break and come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Be thankful this season and get to Team Kia of El Cajon because we want to get you out of your trade. You'll save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month or $6,000 off any select new Kia in stock with any trade.
Dude, let's take another road trip to Team Kia of El Cajon.
Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Want to make a difference in the lives of San Diego's homeless neighbors this holiday season? Donate to Father Joe's Villages. Your donation will provide meals, shelter, employment services, health and mental care, and more to thousands seeking help on their path to self-reliance. Remember, when you donate to Father Joe's Villages, you help make San Diego a better place to live. Plus, your donation is tax deductible. But hurry before the year runs out to make your donation and get a tax break in April. Make your year-end gift now. Go to neighbor.org or call 1-800-HOMELESS to donate.
People who hear the Christmas story for the first time are immediately curious. Why was the Son of God born in a stable? There are reasons, both human and divine. Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem to register for a census. The small village simply had too few accommodations available for the huge crowds. From the divine perspective, I've always thought that the stable where Jesus was born was perfect because it had no door. That meant anyone could come to see the baby Jesus, as we know the local shepherds did when he was born. And that's still true this Christmas. There are no doors, no barriers to keep you from getting to him. This is David Jeremiah, and that is the Christmas story on Route 66.
Driving the word home this Christmas on Route 66. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Start your journey home today.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hey, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's the email. I think Pastor Grant did a great job. You know, one of the things that we've talked about here on the show, and just I want everybody to understand, I'm one of those guys. If you don't know this, you will now learn this. I'm one of those guys. I have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination. I was born Jewish. So my spectrum might be a little wider than some of yours. That's a fact. And some churches, I think, are great for certain people. I mean, it's obvious that not every church is everybody's flavor or everybody's direction. But I think Pastor Grant's nice, really great guy, great spirit. Definitely want you to be praying for them. And if it's something that you connect to, great. And if not, don't worry about it. But they do have their show on that's it's on KPRZ, 5:30 to 6 a.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays. That'll give you an idea, a little bit of what the church teaching is like, because it's the show. That's not overly complex. I do want to let you know, do not forget about Crazy Price Mall at crazyprice mall.com. I think, rumor has it, it's just a rumor, that they're going to be doing a couple of extra special deals between now and like the next week or two. So you got 50 to 90% off of retail prices on a whole bunch of different items. I do also want to let you know the half-price tuitions are up there. There's going to be some changes made to that program. So if you're interested in getting a half-price tuition, 50% off a Christian, private Christian education, that's the place to go. CrazyPriceMall.com, and under their tuitions button or the tuitions link, that'll show you what's available. But if you're looking to do some shopping and you want to save some money, you can't go wrong with CrazyPriceMall.com. Plus, do not forget the KPRZ mobile app. My wife didn't even she had the older style. We had to update it, and it's it works fantastic. The new app's really good. I like it. Do you like that new app? It's very kind of
haven't
interactive.
Used it.
Oh, it's really, really slick. It works good.
I have limited space on my phone.
You know, I have limited capacity to use my phone. Have I ever told you about but I just don't understand.
I think he's got limited capacity, period.
Well, you know, you push a button like for a text. So you write like a text out, and then right where it says send, right over my send button is the delete button. Now, if you want to talk about frustrating and somebody didn't think that tech through, so you write a text out, and right over the send button is delete button. So to get to the send button, you got to get past the delete button by a zillionth of an inch.
Well, the phone that I have, the texting, my fingers are too big for the button, so I often end up typing words that actually don't exist.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, I would like to meet the guy that thought this was a good idea. Anyway, I do want to say this because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this particular element or this particular story. So we had our chance to do our two DDDs, actually, we've done today. Plus, we had a chance to talk with Pastor Grant, Puritan Evangelical Church of America. I do want to say this. This is going to be a news response or a response to a news story from ABC News. This is what ABC News said regarding the California terrorists. The San Bernardino scenario. I find this amazing. ABC News saying, we're still unsure of what their motives were. You just listen, you go, what do you mean you're unsure of what their motives? What don't you understand? In their minds, it's a religious war, and the religious war is to kill anybody who's not one of them. An enemy to the terrorists is anyone who's not one of them, period. There's not a lot of motive, brilliant strategy here. They want to kill everybody that is not them. Got it? And then I look at this and I think it's like a spirit of confusion goes somehow through the media. Like, well, we can't quite figure this out. Now, if this was a Christian doing anything wrong, they'd have everything nailed down to the nth. There'd be nothing missing. But because it's not, they're like, well, we don't really know what's going on. And you just sit there and you think, am I losing my mind? Am I just not getting, is 2 plus 2 is still 4, right?
Let me check. Hang on. Yes, it's still 4.
Are you sure? You better double check Common Core. I'm not so sure. I think Common Core might be going, well, it's 3.78. What? It's just bizarre. It's like, no, we know what's going on. There's a group of people and they can't stand anybody that's not them.
Fascinating material.
I'm amazed at some of this stuff. Here's the one thing I will say.
So the Lord's really been putting on my heart the spiritual warfare aspect of our lives. You know, we've got these warfares that are taking place manifesting in the flesh, but our warfare as Christians is a spiritual warfare. There's a much deeper, darker war taking place, and we need to be fully armed, according to Ephesians 6, on a regular basis, and we need to be aware that the warfare that we're engaged in is not carnal, it's not worldly. But it's mighty, our warfare and our strength is mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so we have to bring every argument, every imagination under the submission of the surrender to the truth of the Lord. And we're going to kind of talk about that next week. I'm going to get into that realm. But I will say this, please pray for the nation, pray for the people, pray for the family, pray for the churches, pray for San Diego, and make sure you pray for the people that are around you in your little universe. Because that's what the Lord wants us to do, being praying for one another, taking care of one another, loving on one another, and speaking the truth to one another. You don't have to be jerkish when you speak the truth. You can just speak the truth. Get it? Got it? Good. All right, so we're going to take our break and come back. You get a chance to hear our very own Marty Schneider going to be on there, and then we're going to have some SRN news. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. Don't go away.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.